The fireworks that cause the most emergency room visits, they're not cherry bombs, black cats, or Roman candles. New data shows the most injuries come from what are often thought of as a safer alternative. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Sparklers seem safe enough.
I'm gonna spell my name. S A.
Families post videos to YouTube with children as young as 2 or 3 having their first experience with fireworks. Callie Thompson is a surgeon and burn specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center and says statistics continue to show that sparklers are far more dangerous than they appear.
It's like a lot of things. We grew up with them as children, and we want our children to have the same experience, but I don't think that we had the data we have now.
Last July, 1,200 people showed up to ERs around the country with injuries resulting from sparklers, which burn at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. One child even died when her father made a bomb out of a bundle of sparklers. Many revelers have found safer ways to handle the burning rods, like poking them through an overturned cup to protect the hand. But surgeon Callie Thompson says no method is safe enough for her children. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.